U.S. Air Force plane damaged in Irish protest. A U.S. Air Force Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules was damaged by a protester with a hatchet at Shannon Airport in Ireland on April 11. The incident occurred while the aircraft was parked idle on the ramp around 9:45 a.m. The unauthorized individual, described as a man in his 40s, scaled a perimeter fence and breached the remote taxiway where the C-130 was parked. He then climbed onto the aircraft's wing and repeatedly struck the fuselage and wing with a hatchet, causing extensive structural damage. The Irish police and airport emergency services responded quickly to the incident, using mobile stairs to reach and detain the man while he was still on the aircraft. The C-130 was taken out of service and grounded for repairs after operations at Shannon Airport were suspended for approximately 25 to 30 minutes. This is not the first time a U.S. military aircraft has been targeted by protesters at Shannon Airport. A U.S. Navy C-40 transport suffered a similar attack 23 years ago, highlighting concerns about safety and security at the airport. Shannon Airport's unique location makes it an attractive stop for medium-range tactical aircraft like the C-130 Hercules. The aircraft uses the airport more frequently than bigger strategic airlifters due to its lower operating range. The C-130's fuel capacity is limited, making Shannon Airport a crucial pit stop for transatlantic flights. However, the incident raises questions about the security measures in place at the airport. Shannon Airport has a history of being targeted by anti-war protesters who oppose the use of Irish soil for U.S. military transit. The airport has been the site of two anti-war protests in the past 23 years, with one protester using a hatchet to damage a U.S. Navy Boeing C-40 Clipper transport jet. The incident highlights the need for increased security measures at Shannon Airport and raises concerns about the safety of aircraft using the airport's airspace. The use of Shannon Airport for military transit has become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 1,300 aircraft serving the U.S. Armed Forces having used the airport's airspace in the last 2 years.